Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Those nightly claps for essential workers, it's one of the bright spots these days. We're forever in debt to the people holding our society together. Healthcare workers, grocery store cashiers, police officers, firefighters, delivery people, mail carriers, bus drivers, so many folks. And during this time, a little kindness can go a long way. So listeners, we want to hear from you now. What acts of kindness have you experienced recently? How are you supporting each other while staying apart? Our phone lines are open. You can call us at 646-435-7280. That's our new fancy number for the time being, 646-435-7280. Or you can always tweet at us, at All of It WNYC. We're lucky to be joined by writer Josh Gondelman. He's an expert in giving pep talks. So you can also call us if you need one from Josh. He's here, 646-435-7280. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing about as well as can be, despite the circumstances, is what I'll say. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I'm very excited that we're doing this segment. And I'm very excited that you're here. So there. So how did
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
How did those pep talks start? How did you start giving pep talks?
So I started doing them on Twitter, I guess it was almost 7 years ago. I was feeling pretty low, kind of ahead of professional doldrums. I was feeling a little stagnant, just like nervous about my own path forward in my career. And I just wanted to hear someone be like, hey, it's not as bad as you think. It could be okay. And I was, you know, alone. It was late at night. And instead of like asking for someone to tell me that on social media, I was like, maybe if I offered to do that for other people, it would kind of give me the same boost. Like I would go, hey, if I'm telling all these other people that I don't know that it's going to be okay and I mean it, maybe it's going to be okay for me too.
So what do most people, what are they looking for when they're asking for a pep talk? Are they just looking for a shot in the arm? Do they want encouragement? What have you found in your experience gets the best response back?
It's different person to person. Some people have like really specific things. Like I get a lot of like, hey, I have this job interview tomorrow and I would love like some encouraging words, right? And I think it's just like, it's always, to me, the thing I always say is like, look, they invited you for an interview because they want what you have to offer. So like, just go be you. And that's all you have to do. That's what's required of you. You know, I think people want to hear just like they're enough and that they're on the right path. And then a lot of it, I mean, lately has just been like, hey, have you seen the world? It's bad. What can you tell me about that? And the things that really jump out at me that I try to connect with people on over the points that I try to connect with people over are like, you know, it's really bad. Lots of things are really bad, but people are working hard to make things better. And you can be one of those people. And you can also, like, if things are really hard for you, you can be the beneficiary of other people's like assistance and help. There are people out there that want to be there for you, and you're not alone and you matter.
Your pep talks definitely fall into the category of acts of kindness. So we're asking our listeners to tell us about acts of kindness they're either doing or they've witnessed during this time. The number 646-435-7280. Let's go to line two. I believe it is Sahil. Hi, Sahil, you there?
Hi.
Hi. So tell us about acts of kindness that you're involved with or you've witnessed.
Hi, so my name is Sahil, obviously. I'm a high school junior, and I actually need your help in my kindness initiative. So I started an effort a month ago. It's called Right to Appreciate, and our goal is to bring smiles to seniors and senior living facilities, senior living communities, and healthcare to the healthcare workers. And it's everyone can actually do it. It's really easy. People write a letter, draw a picture, or paint something, and then they take a picture of it with their phone, and then they email it to one of our facilities on our website at writetoappreciate.wordpress.com, write as in like write a letter. And we have 60 facilities partnering with us, and we're growing every day. And the second thing is they can help us. We need people to help us spread the word to their family and friends and encourage them to participate. And if they know of a facility, they can go on our website and help us get them on board. We've had everyone from two-year-olds to adults and seniors from literally coast to coast, Seattle to New York City, sending in letters, and we've gotten feedback that it works and that our residents are that the residents are truly appreciating it. We've even like gotten letters back from one of the seniors in one of our facilities had even written back to us with a letter and painted her own picture that we received.
Yeah, you can follow your hashtag is right to appreciate. Okay, Josh, can you give Sahil a pep talk to keep going with this?
Yeah, of course. You're doing so much. And like every little bit that you do, every word of encouragement you're able to offer someone, every connection you make is helpful. So like the numbers are growing and that's huge. And yeah, all you can do, you know, is your best. And it seems like you're really making inroads and growing this project. It's really lovely and so thoughtful and kind.
Thanks so much for calling in. Let's go to Lizzie on line 5, who is calling us from Brooklyn. The subject today is acts of kindness. Hi, Lizzie. Thanks for calling All of It.
It's me?
Izzy. Sorry, Izzy. I don't have
Hi,
my glasses
it's okay.
on. I should put my glasses
it's
cool.
on. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I can't believe it rang and I got through. The acts of kindness I wanted to share. We're in a building of about 15 different apartments. And on Easter, we still don't know who in the building did it. Someone put a sign on our door with a toilet paper scavenger hunt, and she or he left like so much toilet paper all over the halls, on the stairwells, like in the little nooks and crannies of our building.
That is a great story. Izzy, thanks for calling in. Our number is 646-435-7280 if you've seen any random acts of kindness. So, Josh, as someone who takes, you know, emails and, tweets from people and asking for pep talks, do you think people are behaving a little more nicely these days? Have you seen a shift on Twitter? Have you seen a shift in life?
I think so. I mean, just the idea of everybody staying, you know, sheltering in place and only going out for essential things, and if they're doing essential work, is like a considerate thing for people to do for one another. So it feels like people are like living in a way that is really mindful toward their own impact on public health and like their in regard for their own health. And I think that's like really heartening that you're seeing that being followed so well and so widely.
Our producer Simon sent us a photo of some street art outside his parents' home in Maine, and someone wrote, "Stay kind," with a big heart next to it. Let's go to Ethan on line 1. Hi, Ethan.
Hi. Hi, I'm a forestry inspector for the New York City Parks Department, and we are declared essential workers. And we were out assessing trees along the streets in Brooklyn on Monday from the windstorm. And a homeowner came out and knocked on my window, and she had freshly baked cinnamon rolls. And they were warm, and they were so delicious. And if she's listening, thank you so much. They were so good.
That's excellent.
Oh, that's lovely.
Ethan, thanks for calling in. We've got a tweet from Jillian. She said she couldn't find Tylenol anywhere in New York City, and she asked on a parent Facebook page if anyone could send her some. And she ended up with 4,000-plus pills. So she shared
wow.
them with others and then donated them to, I think it's a Brooklyn or a Bronx nursing home. What a crazy story.
Oh, that's lovely.
Our number is 646-435-7280. We're talking about acts of kindness that we have seen around. You want to tweet us something you've seen or something that you've been doing? Josh Gondelman's my guest. He's been giving people pep talks. What other acts of kindness have you seen, Josh?
Oh, you know, one thing that's really been heartening to me is like the people raising money for specific causes, like the amount of money that people are donating and rallying for like bail funds and bail relief is so encouraging to me. I mean, like bad for the state of criminal justice, but good in that like people are thinking of folks that's, you know, who are so often marginalized and not looked out for in a proactive way. And so that has really been like encouraging to me. Also, just to go back 1 second, the idea that strewing toilet paper all over a building as an act of kindness is beautiful. Normally I'm used to that on like Halloween as an act of, let's say, mischief or malice, worst case scenario. So I feel like that's kind of a pivot to kindness that I wasn't expecting.
I know that one. So there's something that, and also that's such a visual. Let's go to Susie on line six. Susie, thanks for calling All of It.
Hey there. It's Susie in Astoria, and I've been mask making and now moving on to scrub cap making. And I've had people sending me boxes from out of the state, Pennsylvania and Florida specifically recently. And inside the boxes, there's fabric, but also each person has been putting in gifts for me. I've gotten gum and cookies and apple packages. I keep thinking it's like a picnic in a box. And then last night I was on the phone with my mom, who's 83 in Pennsylvania, and I'm opening the box, telling her about the fabric. And in the very bottom, I started laughing out loud. There was a freaking roll of toilet paper with two spools of thread inside the tube. And I started crying because they're taking care of me so that I can do what I know how to do. And it's wonderful.
That is so excellent. Control room, I can't tell if their phone lines have actually gone down or not. I'm just letting you know, all my producers, that I've got a big old blank screen. But I have Josh Gondelman here to keep me company. Josh, of course, is giving pep talks to folks who are in need of them during this time. So Josh, I think it's so interesting, the idea of someone doing something kind, like Susie, and then people acknowledging the kindness and being kind to her. It makes you think, you know what, just like anxiety, I think kindness actually is contagious. What do you think?
Definitely. I think it's really disarming, right? Like, I think, especially in a time of scarcity, you saw it originally, right? People hoarding toilet paper, hoarding other supplies. But when you see someone like displaying that generosity, I think it like kind of puts your guard down a little bit. So you're less like, oh, well, I need everything I have. You're like, oh, if this person can give, then maybe I can give too. And like, I love the idea of like smuggling toilet paper in the mail across state lines illicitly. I think that's very charming and very generous.
All our conversations are coming back to toilet paper, Josh.
I know
what that's about.
That's the era we're in.
That is the era we're in. We've got a tweet from Eddie saying that someone in my Culver City neighborhood put a new Find the Hidden themed objects in their front yard every few days. That is a whole lot of fun. So Josh, we only have about 45 seconds left. What do you want to message? Do you want to leave people with about kindness?
Just like, give what you can. There are so many people that I think are at such a disadvantage right now, and stay home, stay safe, and be generous in any way that you can, I think, is all.
Josh Gondelman, thank you for doing the pep talks. Thanks for spending time with us today. Hope you and Maris are safe and happy.
Oh, thank you very much, Allison. Thanks for having me.